At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You and Greg and Khalil and Terrell and now James. How cool is that to see James get rewarded?
Whatever. I'm gonna be honest, I don't really be on social media like that. Like, unless it's for my nonprofit, 47 Hearts Foundation. But I didn't see it.
James signed a 4-year contract extension this morning. Reportedly $48 million, $30 million guaranteed.
That's fire. Right, congrats, big dog. Yes, sir. Nah, I'm proud. I'm happy for him. Like, he stuck it out. You know what I mean? I thank the Lord that he got something, you know what I'm saying, that he's happy with. So I'm blessed and honored for him, you know what I'm saying? So he's a great kid, hard worker, no bad intentions ever in life. He always has, like, good intentions. Great man of God. So I'm happy for him.
Christian, when we went into the offseason, there was this group of five of you, and everybody was kind of eligible for an extension. And I think there was a big thought of there's no way they're going to be able to keep everybody. And then somehow they did. How cool is that from your perspective?
I think it's really cool because, like, you came in with them, and now we just got paid together. I mean, so it's pretty cool to see how it all works out and see how God, like, spread the love in all of us and putting us in the right the position that we need to be in his eyes, so.
And then this team obviously has identified you guys, we're talking about, as the core of this team moving forward for the next 4 or 5 years. How special is that, knowing you came in all together to do this?
It's really cool. It's a blessing and an honor because, I mean, what happens in the dark going to come to the light, you know what I mean? So, clearly, like, God blessed us in that sense. We all been working hard, sacrificing, and through trials and tribulation, making sure we prepare for this moment, making sure we had the best position for this moment. Because you can't get blessed unless you prepare for it, unless you're ready for it. So,
how would you describe the responsibility that kind of goes along with being the core of this team going forward?
I mean, I feel like it's just being you. I mean, you got the position for a reason. So continuously be you. Like, we all have our own attributes, our own reasonings to be that core value of the team. But obviously, like, leadership, accountability, tone setter, and obviously everybody got their paychecks for that specific reason. I mean, like, God not gonna bless you for that if you're not ready for that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's just be themselves, and they gonna be the leaders, the tone setters, the uplifters. Like, so,
I don't think it's a coincidence that all of these contract extensions were 4 years. What does that say to you?
Four more Super Bowls. That's what I think. Super Bowl after Super Bowl. That's what I think.
What is it like, I guess, overall to see this organization reward guys who were drafted here and to want to keep them long term? Like, what does this say about this team overall?
I'm sorry, one more time. That win.
No, you're good. Like, this organization wanting to reward guys who they drafted, brought in here, and, like, keep them here, what does that say about this team?
That we have a good culture here. Like, it's great culture here, great family-like orientation here, to where people want to continuously be here. They want to finish their careers here. They have a great foundation here, and you get better here. You know what I'm saying? When you leave here, like, you got better, whether it's becoming a better man, better woman, better player, better whatever you believe in, like, you got better. You know what I'm saying? Because, one, somebody challenged you here, somebody here is holding you accountable. So, this, yeah.
Christian, when you reflect back on that draft, you talk about everybody getting extended. I'm guessing that when you leave and confidence level as a younger kid, you expect to get that extension, but you've been in the NFL long enough to know that it's not that easy. That you did have such a high batting average from this draft class, how, and you use, you know, a lot of inspirational thought, I guess, how blessed has it been to be in the league and extended to be in the league?
Hands and knees and look up to the Lord and bow my head. Like, that's how blessed I feel, you know what I'm saying? Even though I consistently do that, but it's just, like, a great feeling, you know what I'm saying? Because you work so hard to get here, and then you work so hard to be the best of the best. And then you work so hard, obviously, to the Super Bowl. And then you work so hard to get paid. And then you getting paid, you becoming the one of ones. It's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? It's, again, I feel like I say this every interview. It's a blessing to see what you do in the dark come to the light, that you finally getting blessed for what you do, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, again, like, you might work extremely hard, you might sacrifice so much, you might do out of the ordinary stuff for yourself to become that next version of yourself that God is trying to scope you for, and it just does not come through. The outcome just does not come through, you know what I'm saying? So it's honestly a blessing. Like, it's joy that only Jesus can bring.
Bobby Babich described you as an extremely intelligent football player. I mean, you went to Villanova, obviously a good school. You know, you're somebody who has a lot of smarts about you, but what is it about football smarts that allows you to kind of be intelligent on the field and, you know, being able to do your job better?
Just understanding that football, like situational football, I feel like it helps you play a lot better because you understand, like, what the quarterback's thinking, you understand what the receivers are thinking or where they're going, and like, once you understand that, it kind of make the game, like, easier. Not easier, but flow a little bit better. They always say smarter player, the better player.
So I try to be smart.
The chill, like, for real. But when you really are smarter, like, you really are a better player. Like, I learned that from, like, other people that I grew up with. I'm not going to lie. Like, when I used to be training, I see some cats in there. I'd be like, bro, no way he better than me. Like, my tech is way better than his. But on the field, like, he moved crazy because he's just smart. So then it took me in perspective, like, bro, I got to be smarter. Like, I'm out here just trying to do backpedal breaks, crossover run breaks. But you really got to tap in mentally to get to that next level, you know what I'm saying, to make those plays. A lot of them people plays that you see on social media or on TV, they were smart-like plays. Like, they had – yeah, their technique was sharp. Yeah, their core fundamentals were sharp, but they were smart. They knew what their receiver was doing, where that ball was going. They knew the play call and the ins and outs of the play call. So they were smart. They digested all of that. So I want to be that. I want to make plays. I want to be a game changer. So in order to be a game changer, you got to be smart to be that game changer. Look
at
Josh.
You're not a small corner, but you're also not, you know, 6'4" with huge wingspan. Did you have to learn that younger, that if you wanted to play this position, that's how your ticket was, you had to be smarter than everybody?
I learned in college, honestly, like, that's when it really hit for me, because college is when I kind of really started to play corner. I feel like high school, I was just like, you know, you just play every position, like, and then so on defense, I was just like, I just got taught like see ball, hit ball type thing, and then the ball in the air, yo, that better not get past you type thing. That's what I got taught. But once I got to college and started following receivers, my DB coach, like, shout out to Ola, like, that was my guy. Like, he really got me tech sound, and he just taught me, like, yo, notice how they run their routes. Notice the release they give you. Notice the down the distance a little bit. It tell you everything that you need to play, so you're not just out there lining up technique. Yeah, technique. Play a little smarter, though. Oh, he going to give you one of these. It's 3rd and 2, and it's 4 strong. I mean, you might, ain't he wide? He about to come in. I mean, don't be outside trying to play outside, hard outside. You dumb. Be smart. 3rd and 2, they trying to get the sticks. And it's 4 strong with the XY, and he wide. Play that. So I remember that like it was yesterday. I remember him telling me that, like, yo, you about to get that slant. The slant come. And I always, like, be taught, like, be a coach on the field. And because coaches, they'll call it on the sideline. They'll tell you, like, yo, dig, yo, it's a go ball. And I'm like, yo, how you know that? And then that's what he taught me, bro. Like, elevated my game to, like, obviously I got drafted, I got more interceptions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.